Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Go behind the wheel and under the hood on everything automotive with high-speed stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Scott Benjamin, and I'm the auto editor here at HowStuffWorks.com. I'm with Ben Bowen, the video writer.
Hey, Scott, I got to say, you are doing an awesome job on these intros. and I don't even think you're, I don't think there's a stumble at all.
Listen to 10 of them in a row. I bet they're all the same.
No, you know what, though? I don't think they are. I've thought about it, because when I listen to these again, yeah. They all go pretty smoothly until you ask me how I'm doing, and I say something like, super.
Yeah. What's going around?
What's going around?
Yeah.
Am I being on the time? So, yeah, but speaking of what's going around, what's going around the internet today on our show?
What's going around today? Let's see. What we were talking about today is engine swaps.
Engine swaps.
Engine swaps. That's right. And this is actually, we had a couple of listeners that want to know about engine swaps, or at least just hear us talk for a few minutes about engine swaps.
Oh, that's right. Can we give them a shout-out before we go?
Yes. Let's see. I got one here from, this one's from June.
June.
A long time ago. This one is, it's from Mark D. Mark doesn't tell us where he's from or anything, but he said he's been thinking about how engine swaps work, and he just wants to mention that he's seen a few that have worked recently. He's got some same manufacturer engine swaps listed here. He said there's a Lexus V6 so you can put in a Toyota MR2.
Wow.
An Acura K20 and a Honda hatchback, an SR20 and a Nissan 240SX, a Super Twin Turbo and a four-door Toyota Cressida.
Really?
And then there's also cross-manufacturer engine swaps that he's seen. A Chevy 350 and a Porsche 914, which is that real small boxy Porsche, the little one. Mm-hmm. A Mazda 13B Rotary and a VW Beetle. And said that he'd just like to hear us talking about these for a while. So, and also, he mentioned that you can also change from an automatic to a manual transmission. And that kind of goes along with what we're talking about, so we'll get to that. And there's one other listener that that also wanted to hear about swaps, and his name is David, and David is from Germany.
Awesome. Yeah. Hi, David. Hi, Mark.
And David mentions the Smartuki, which sounds funny, I know, but that is a bunch of guests.
Is it a smart car with a Suzuki engine?
He knew this already. Yeah, he did. You know what? You know what am I thinking? You're on the email list.
Oh, man. Come on.
Cheater. Anyway, I know. That's not cheating.
It's not cheating.
I guess it's not, yeah. Okay, anyway. So this is a smart car with the Hayabusa engine, really, that's he says crammed in the back with lots of power.
I imagine.
And there's also a biodiesel Humvee that he's seen. Which, there's another one's a Beetle that has a Subaru engine stuffed in the back. Really? And that one intrigued me enough that I thought about that one for a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
And then eventually I blogged about it.
Yes.
So I did this blog, and I found video of the Volkswagen with the Subaru WRX STI engine crammed in the back, just like he had said. And I don't know, I sent him kind of another email that said, hey, I'm going to mention this today, and I thought he'd be interested in it, and he was. But the video is really cool. It has 356 horsepower and 400 foot-pounds of torque in a vintage Volkswagen.
Which is, for the record, not the biggest car.
No, not the biggest car. And I don't know what kind of effort that was to get those get that engine in there, but I'm sure that it was monumental.
Whoever did that knows their stuff.
Yeah. So that's basically crazy. That's what we're talking about here. And thanks to these two listeners, we'll do this today. Really, it's just cramming a giant engine into a car that really, shouldn't have that size engine in it.
Kind of taking a page from the $6 million man, rebuilding your car faster, stronger.
I like that. Yeah,
for a little less than $6 million, hopefully.
Well, sometimes, yeah, I guess. A lot less than $6 million, but it gets up there, I'm sure.
I'm sure, yeah.
Because, if you don't know how to do all this yourself, you're going to be paying for everything. And that's one thing that you need to know when you do this. And this isn't a how-to or anything.
This is not a how-to.
No, this is just, it's out there. This is for some people maybe who hadn't thought about this, really.
And let's go ahead and point out one of the reasons that this cannot be a how-to episode. Really is because how different the operation is for every vehicle with every engine. I mean, we're talking about some heavy, heavy innovation here, drilling holes, reworking connections.
It's fabrication.
It's fabrication.
Yeah, it's fabrication. It's heavy. It's heavy work. It's very mechanical, of course, very mechanical intensive. And you got to remember that it's not just taking one out and putting another one in, if you think it'll fit or... Often you're modifying your entire car in order to make the engine fit, or you're modifying parts of the engine to make it fit into the car. You're taking, a radiator and moving it to a different part of your vehicle. But, there's dangers with that as well. You don't know how well it's going to cool, and it might destroy the engine. It might throw off the balance of the car. It might be so heavy that, your brakes no longer work when you try to stop. Because now suddenly you're able to go, not that you should. Let's say you're going... Well, you're on a racetrack.
All right.
And you're going 150 miles an hour.
Which is okay, because you're on a racetrack.
You're on a racetrack, yeah. So you can't, your car won't stop. You have to plan all of this out. Your suspension won't hold up under the weight of the new engine, or the new transmission, or the new axle, or whatever you happen to use, or happen to install. And that's a good point, though, is that once you do put in a new engine, you're not going to be able to just bolt it right to your transaxle and have it work, or transmission rather, and have it work.
Probably not.
There are some, I should say, that have adapter kits that you can buy that, they're known swaps that work.
Sure.
And there are adapters that say, like, if you're going to take out this engine and put this engine in, here's an adapter that will work with the transmission that you already have. If you want to go the full nine yards and have, buy the engine, transmission, everything, then that's even a bigger job, and then you have to fit that into the car. It's an enormous job. It takes a lot of skill, and it takes a lot of time. But there are ways around this. People are making kits that are kind of bolt-in kits, so that it's making it a lot easier. You can still have them do the work, but it costs a little more.
It's understandable, though.
There's an unbelievable amount of variety that's possible here. I mean, anything's possible if you can weld, fabricate it to make it work.
I've got a very quick way that we could summarize the level of difficulty here, and I think you may enjoy it, and I hope our listeners do too.
Okay.
Okay. The 1 to 10 level, Scott, where 1 is hopping into a car, turning the key and starting it, and 10 is building your own.
Oh.
Where would you say?
Building your own car?
Building your own car is 10. That's the most difficult.
Well, it's got to be way up there, but I don't know if it's tougher than building your own car.
I don't think it's an 11 or a 12.
No. It's a 9 or 10.
It's a 9.
Or 10.
I could say it's a 9.
It's way up there. Now, if you have all the tools and equipment, you might say that's simple. I do this all the time, but for someone to attempt this the first time, it's going to be a big project.
And I just want to say, admittedly, I have never done this. Have you ever done anything like this, Scott?
I've done an engine rebuild where I took it out, rebuilt it, and put it back in. I've had a car with a swapped engine, a bigger engine.
Cool.
But I didn't do the work. I took it to a friend who had a motorsports shop in Detroit.
Nice.
And had it done, and I'll tell you, that was the best, fastest. I mean, that's a car that I was thinking about today and just kind of daydreaming because it was so fun to drive.
What was the performance like?
The difference is unbelievable because you're going beyond what you could have tuned your original engine the point you could have tuned your original engine to. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about a tremendous increase in power. So you feel it immediately, and if you're doing upgrades along the way with that, even better. So that's almost always the goal, is that it's more power, it's just a stronger engine, it has better characteristics for whatever reason or whatever purpose you're looking for. Another reason that sometimes these are done is for, just to upgrade to a modern engine, something that's more serviceable.
Okay.
So that, you know, if you have an old, I'm trying to think of a good example of this, but let's say you have an old, a Lotus of some kind. But it's not really, maybe it's a kit car Lotus or something like that. And it had an original Lotus engine or something like that. And personally, I would keep the Lotus engine just for the historic aspect.
But some people
might want to put a Miata engine in it or a Mazda rotary engine, I should say, maybe. I don't know what kind of engine. It's wide open. You can put anything you want in there. So these are two bad examples because I'm just coming up with them off the top of my head.
But I don't know. I think those are pretty good.
Go ahead.
Well, I think you're also making a good point that one of the reasons this is such a varied process is because there are various reasons that people would do this. Mm-hmm. We're talking more, and it sounds like our listeners really were writing in more with questions about upgrading the power, as we had said before. And but you can do one-to-one engine switches as well.
Oh, sure, but that's by necessity normally. You wouldn't swap out an engine for the exact same engine if there wasn't something wrong with your engine.
You know, everybody has their own wellness routine, their own approach to a healthy lifestyle. A lot of the most successful ones include herbs like ginger root, ashwagandha, and so many others. Nature's Way has been sourcing herbs like those for over 50 years. They understand that nature is the ultimate problem solver. So they're dedicated to providing plant-powered formulas to help people live healthier lives. Their herbs can support your health in so many ways. For instance, ginger root and slippery elm bark have both been used for centuries all over the world. Ginger root has traditionally been used to soothe occasional digestive upset and slippery elm bark to soothe the GI tract. St. John's wort, holy basil, and ashwagandha can provide mood and stress support, which is something we can all use in our modern life. I mean, these herbs come from all over the world, but Nature's Way knows where the best ones grow. They test for potency in their state-of-the-art lab, and their scientists are experts in all things herbs. What's on the label is what's in your bottle, and what's in your bottle are the best herbs around. To learn more, visit naturesway.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you remember how I was telling you about Lazarus?
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up because I have that on my notes here somewhere and I missed it. Tell me. Tell me about Lazarus.
And I'll catch up the listeners. Scott, you're being way too kind. I already bored you with this story before.
This is a good one.
Okay, so my dad was for some time the proud owner of a Kia Sophia, and he drives frequently. He is a road dog, so we're talking easily thousands and thousands of miles.
Did you just call your dad a road dog?
That's his expression. Okay. I borrowed that. Yeah.
I'm fine with that then.
I think he made it up.
Okay.
It sounds like an insult.
That's okay.
Yeah, but no, he's cool with it.
Okay.
And so he rode this Kia into the ground, literally, many times. And then he kept fixing it up and kept making these, you know, little stopgap measurements, like having those conversations where he says, I need new tires, but I don't want to buy the best tires because this isn't the best car, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of rationalization. Yeah. And, man, he loved that car. It had been with him across Canada, Mexico, the U.S., and then he ends up finally realizing that the engine is just shot. It's irreparable. The even our family mechanic is telling him, look, I'll give you this much money for the scrap metal and some of the pieces, and instead, he gets an engine swap and has a new engine put in and decides that the car will forever have to be known as Lazarus. And that's the name of this car, and he drove it for another more than 80,000 miles.
Wow.
And then, finally, Lazarus died again, and my mother forced him to buy a new car.
Clever. Lazarus back from the dead.
Yeah, I guess. He could have bought a new car for the record.
He just
was into this Kia.
Well, sure. I mean, we talked about that, too. Is like, why would he do that? Probably the reason is that he knows every inch of that car, and he was comfortable with that vehicle.
And so for a lot of people who get engine swaps, some may make that decision out of necessity because they're very comfortable with the vehicle.
Yeah.
Some may want the power upgrade, but already also know everything about their vehicle, you know, they don't want to trade in the Lotus.
Well, in your dad's case, that was a comfort issue because he was comfortable with that. He didn't put a Corvette engine in the Kia.
No, he
wasn't trying to upgrade the power. He wasn't trying to do something crazy like that. And there's a lot of examples of cars that are like that, that, you know, have, you know, a Fiero with a V8 engine. That's I think I saw that called an Archie kit at one point. I know we've got Fiero fans in the listening audience.
Yeah.
So they'll tell us. But they're, I mean, I went to a website called the Engine Swap Depot, and they had just a list of some of their project cars there. And there's a few here that I thought I'd mention.
Oh, I love a list.
Yeah, short list. Well, of course, there's a V8 powered Fiero that I mentioned. There's a BMW with a super engine, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
There is a V8 powered Miata, a turbo diesel powered Cadillac, a Corvette powered pickup truck. And then this one might be my favorite.
Okay.
There was a rusty old pickup truck, a 1956 Ford F-150 pickup truck.
Oh, nice.
Viper engine.
How? Why?
exactly how, but it was crammed into there, of course.
How did they do that?
Well, that's a guy that can weld.
That, you're right.
A guy
you're
or girl,
exactly
I should
right.
say. I don't know if it's a guy or girl. It's a guy or girl that can weld and can weld well. That's right. Yeah, that's fabrication. That's what they can do for you. But and I'm sure there's a lot more to it than just the engine. There's got to be.
Because
that engine, there's no way that transmission from that 1956 Ford would be able to stand up to the kind of power that puts out. And then of course, then you've got suspension upgrades and there's everything else. But it did have this rusty old body on it. It looked really cool. But again, that's at the engine swap depot, and I'm not promoting them or anything. I'm just saying, if you want to see this particular truck, check it out because it's interesting. It's really cool to see it. You'd have no idea that engine was in there.
That's gotta be one hell of a surprise on the road. You know,
you're right. Sleeper. That's what they call that, right? Sleeper.
Yeah, it's a sleeper. That qualifies.
Yeah. So there's just an unlimited amount of possibilities that you can do here. Anything that you can dream up, as long as somebody can do it, it can weld and put this thing in place, and it's as long as it's physically possible to cram that engine in there, you can do that.
And there's some good news we can also say for our listeners, when Scott's saying you can do that, one of the things we mean is that it is street legal.
Yeah, well, yeah, sure. I mean, you could, I don't know about how titling goes or anything like that after that point, but as long as you build it to be street legal with the right, you know, the right emissions and everything else, as long as it still has lights and still operates like a normal vehicle would. Build it to your local, local regulations. I don't know. You caught me there. I don't know.
No, I'm not sure.
Or you could build a race car. That V8-powered Miata, rather. I saw that. That was on a race course, but as a race car.
Yeah.
But I know it seems like a lot of fun to drive.
Yes, it does. I've got to tell you, though, I know that the Viper pickup wouldn't be the fastest out of these modifications and swaps, but I think it might be my favorite.
It might be, yeah, because you got that cool style of that older pickup truck, and you got this modern power.
Mm-hmm.
Modern, well, I'll say reliable, but I don't know.
Can can you imagine the, I mean, that must have been so much work just to get the rest of that car up to the engine standards.
Oh, yeah? Sure. Yeah. I mean, again, this is such a huge job, really. Mm-hmm. When you think about what this takes to do this, for most of us, some people will be able to do it in a weekend. Mm-hmm. Once you get good at this type of thing. But the level of completeness, depends on how much equipment you already have. What you're able to do, and it's also relatively costly. I mean, it's expensive to buy an engine, a race engine, or just a complete engine that's something worthy of putting back in your car. And then you have to have the know-how to be able to do this, and that's not something that's really all that easy, especially when you've got something that's foreign to that engine compartment. You bring it in, and not everything matches up to where it should be. You need to extend certain things. You need to figure out where everything goes and how to route everything. There's a lot more to it than what you might even think. Even as much as you can think of, there's still more.
Yeah, I think this qualifies as a MacGyver move. And the main advantage, for anyone trying to do an engine swap, is that you have the ability to plan it beforehand. You have the ability to do your homework. I mean, because no matter how much you know, I'm sure that there is somebody who has actually done an engine swap requiring this kind of level of skill who can tell you of the unpleasant surprises they found along the way.
Yeah, they can. You can learn from their lessons, really.
Definitely.
And it's always good to talk to somebody about this stuff ahead of time. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be an expert on in that engine, that transmission, in just modification or in welding or whatever. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what you're doing. There's somebody that can help you out. Somebody who's an expert in wiring, because you forget about all the wiring that goes into something like this, or all the routing of the piping, and what types of materials to use, and just balance and weight, and there's so many different things you have to consider.
Probiotics aren't a trend anymore. They're a mainstay in the health and wellness aisle of your favorite store. And Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls are the easiest way to introduce a probiotic into your routine. I mean, they're just what they sound like, adorable little pearls that couldn't be easier to take, but they still pack that probiotic punch. Each tiny pearl has 1 billion active cultures and protect against occasional bloating, constipation, and digestive discomfort. And they actually support both digestive and vaginal health, so that's a win-win. And according to my little fact sheet here, they're designed with a triple layer coating that protects each pearl from stomach acid, so they can make it all the way to your small intestine where they're needed most. You probably didn't think we'd be talking about the small intestine today, did you? Well, digestive health is kind of important. If you know, you know. To learn more about Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls and how they can fit into your routine, visit naturesway.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I really enjoy doing response episodes to listener mail.
Yeah, I do too. This one's been fun. This is a neat one to look at, because I got to look at a lot of vehicles that kind of fantasy type vehicles, like we're talking about. These enormous engines crammed into the engine bay. It was a lot of fun.
And you know what? Speaking of listeners, I've got a little more listener mail. If you want to check it out,
I'd love to do that.
Okay, we've got two here. Vicente writes in, and he's in California now, but he said he's originally from Spain. He says he's a longtime listener of the show, and he really loves it, so thank you. He also says that he disagrees with our comments about high-speed trains being potentially unsafe, and he points out that when he's in Spain, he rides a system called the AVE, the Alta Velocidad Española, and it's been working since 1992. Not only has it never had any incidents, Scott, it's so efficient that you get half your money back if the train's between 15 and 30 minutes late.
What?
Wait for it. Just like Domino's, it's free if it's over 30 minutes late.
Really?
Yes.
Free if it's over 30 minutes late?
Get your money back.
So you're telling me if a herd of wildebeest wander across the track and they've got to stop for 30 minutes?
Yep.
Free.
Yep.
Free trip.
Mm-hmm.
Free trip cross country.
You know, I think before you plan on the money you'll save by bringing a herd of wildebeest, you should also factor in the expense. But I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah.
I like
well, it's something. I mean, I'm not planning. I'm just saying that's unbelievable.
So, yeah, I really love that that statistic there. And he also pointed out that every time he visits Spain, he rides these trains again. They're reliable. They're very pleasant. And he doesn't see a reason why states like California, with a size and landscape similar to Spain's, don't already have this kind of rail system. So, right from a firsthand witness, we have somebody telling us these trains are pretty safe.
Maybe giraffes.
Maybe
what if giraffes? What if giraffes went across the track? I guess they may take. They're pretty slow moving. I watched them at the zoo. Mm-hmm.
That's a whole different ball.
Sloths.
Sloths. You know what? That would be guaranteed 30 minutes.
Sorry, I'm making light of this, but you know what? I'm still amazed by that 30 minutes of free.
That's amazing.
And you said half your money back if it's
15 to 20 minutes.
That's
or 15 to 30, rather.
I wonder how often they pay that. Probably not very often.
Probably not.
Full trainload of people, half their money back, hardly makes it worth the trip.
Right, so they've got that
figured
out.
I mean, he's got experience. I don't. And he's saying it's on time and it's safe, so, okay.
And one more that I want to get to, it's a really short one. Thomas writes in, and he says, I was just wondering how much of a delay is there between you guys recording podcasts and releasing them? I think that's a pretty good question, and so we should say we've got, you know, we take care to try to make sure that this sounds good. Mm-hmm. So, Thomas, thanks for writing in. It can depend on the episodes we release, you know.
Mm-hmm. And
We try to be mindful of timing if there's a really big event in the automotive world coming up.
Yeah.
And, you know, also we get a lot of listener mail and we always try to get back to everyone. It might take us a second.
I'm smirking over here because, sometimes they sit in my mailbox for just a little while. I do get to them all, or Ben gets to them all. So keep sending them in. We do get to them. You know, don't think we've forgotten about you. We'll get back. I promise.
And we also have a blog.
And we do.
We do.
That's
have
right.
A
yeah, blog on the homepage. So and check out the blog, and there's a little bit of back and forth on the blog as well. So check it out. It's worth reading every day.
And thanks for checking us out today. We hope you guys enjoyed the episode. If you would like to write us with a future suggestion for a topic, then please don't hesitate to do so. Our email address is highspeedstuff@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com. Be sure to check out the new High Speed Stuff blog, now on the How Stuff Works homepage.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
If you haven't heard, it's a good idea to fit probiotics into your daily routine. Fortunately, Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls make that so easy. These adorable little pearls couldn't be easier to take, and they support both digestive and vaginal health, all because of the probiotics. There are actually 1 billion active cultures protecting against occasional bloating, constipation, and digestive discomfort, all in one tiny little pearl. To learn more about Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls and how they can fit into your routine, visit naturesway.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.